Welcome to Zichron Mishnah Siman Memor by Avram Gold. Hi, and today we're in Zichron Mod Katan, Daf Chav Gimel, the third parak, Ve'el Magalchin. The third parak has been generously sponsored with Nishmas, Yitzhak ben Kalman Moshe, and Daniel Noam ben David. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a brisa beginning on the bottom of Daf Chav Beis on the Beis Tat. Chacham Shemeis Beis Midrash of Batal. A Chacham who passed away is Beis Midrash of Batal. Rashi explains that his Beis Midrash refers to those who would learn under him regularly. Ab Beis Din Shemeis, called Bati Midrash should be Iro Batiyoin. If the Ab Beis Din passes away, all the Bati Midrashim in the city stop learning, and they enter the shul to daven but change their places. Those who usually sit in the north sit in the south, and those who sit in the south sit in the north. Nasi Shemeis, Bati Midrash is Kulon Batiyoin. If the Nasi dies, all Bati Midrashim stop learning, and the people of the shul enter the shul of a coin Shiva V'yotzin, and they have seven people read from the Torah, and then they leave. Rashi explains that they do not daven and shul together, but at home alone. Rabbi Shul Ben Karcha said that the people should not stroll on the street, but should sit at home and be silent, and also they may not discuss learning in the mourner's house. They say that Rabbi Hanani ben Gamliel would discuss learning in the mourner's house. Point number two is Tana Braisa, Avol Shabbos Rishona Eina Yotzim Pesach Beiso. An Avol does not leave his house the first week of Avelas. Shnia Yotze Veino Yoshimim Komo. He may go out the second week, but he does not sit in his regular place for davening. Shlishis Yoshimim Komo Veino Medaber. He may sit in his regular place on the third week, but he does not speak. Rashi explains that he sits quietly and doesn't talk as much as he usually does. Ravi's Haru Koko Adam. He's like everyone else on the fourth week. Rav Yehuda disagrees and says that it's not necessary for the Chachamim to teach that he doesn't leave his house the first week, since everyone comes into his home the first week to comfort him. Rather, he's not allowed to leave his home the second week. He can leave his home the third week, but does not sit in his regular place. The fourth week, he can sit in his regular place, but doesn't speak. And the fifth week, he's like any other person. And point number three, the Mishnah stated, Mifnei she'amru Shabbos ola ve'enim apsekas, because they said Shabbos is included in the morning and does not cut it short. There's machlokes between B'nai Yehuda and B'nai Galila. These say Yesh Avelas B'Shabbos, there is Avelas on Shabbos, referring to the private expressions of Avelas, such as marital relations and washing with warm water. And these say Ein Avelas B'Shabbos, there is no Avelas on Shabbos, even with regard to private expressions. The one who holds that there is Avelas on Shabbos learns it from the Mishnah, which states, Ola, the Shabbos is included in the days of mourning. This suggests that there are aspects of Avelas that still apply. The one who holds that there is no Avelas on Shabbos learns it from the Mishnah, which states, Enam Apsekas, it does not cut short the days of mourning. If Avelas was still being observed on Shabbos, why would one think that Shabbos cut short Avelas? The Gemara explains how each opinion responds to the other one's proof. So once again, the three points are number one. A brisa beginning on the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis taught, Chacham Shemeis Beis Midrash of Batal. A Chacham who passed away, his Beis Midrash is Batal. Rashi explains that his Beis Midrash refers to those who would learn under him regularly. Av Beis Din Shemeis, called Bati Midrash, should be Iro Batilin. If the Ab Beis Din passes away, all the Bati Midrashim in the city stop learning, and they enter the shul to daven but change their places. Those who usually sit in the north sit in the south, and those who sit in the south sit in the north. Nasi Shemeis, Bati Midrash is Kulam Batalion. If the Nasi dies, all Bati Midrashim stop learning, and the people of the shul enter the shul of a coin Shiva V'yotzin, and they have seven people read from the Torah, and then they leave. Rashi explains they do not daven in shul together, but at home alone. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said that the people should not stroll on the street, but should sit at home and be silent, and also, they may not discuss learning in the mourner's house. They say that Rabbi Hanani ben Gamliel would discuss learning in the mourner's house. Point number two is Tana Braisa, Avo, Shabbos Rishona, Eina Yotzim Pesach Beiso. An Avo does not leave his house the first week of Avelas. Shnia Yotze, Veina Yoshim Bimkomo. He may go out the second week, but he doesn't sit in his regular place for davening. Shlishis Yoshim Bimkomo, Veina Medaber. The third week, he may sit in his regular place, but he doesn't speak. Rashi explains that he sits quietly and doesn't talk as much as he usually does. Ravi's Haru Koko Adam, the fourth week, he's like everyone else. Rav Yehuda disagrees and says it's not necessary for the Chachamim to teach that he does not leave his house the first week, since everyone comes into his home the first week to comfort him. Rather, he's not allowed to leave his home the second week. He can leave his home the third week, but does not sit in his regular place. And the fourth week, he can sit in his regular place, but does not speak. And the fifth week, he's like any other person. And point number three, the Mishnah stated, Mipnei she'amru Shabbos ola ve'enim apsekas, because they said Shabbos is included in the morning and does not cut it short. There's a machlokes between B'nai Yehuda and B'nai Galila, the Judeans and the Galileans. One group says, Yesh Avelas b'Shabbos, there is Avelas on Shabbos, referring to the private expressions of Avelas, such as marital relations and washing with warm water. And the other ones say, Ein Avelas b'Shabbos, there is no Avelas on Shabbos, even with regard to private expressions. Now, the one who holds that there is Avelas on Shabbos learns it from the Mishnah, which states, Ola, the Shabbos is included in the days of mourning. So this suggests that there are aspects of Avelas that still apply. The one who holds that there is no Avelas on Shabbos learns it from the Mishnah, which states, Enam apsekas, it doesn't cut short the days of mourning. If Avelis was still being observed on Shabbos, why would one think that Shabbos cut short Avelis? The Gemara explains how each opinion responds to the other one's proof. All right, so now we go to our Simber Daf Chav Gimel, and our standard simon is Kugelach, which is the children's game like Jack's. So here goes. When the top Kugelach Chacham passed away, all Kugelach games in the city were canceled. And although his son, the Kugelach champ, would not return to his seat at the table until the third week of Avelis, his friends were glad to see Elisim play on Shabbos because ain't Avelis but Shabbos. So once again, in slow motion. When the top Kugelach Chacham Kugelach, that must be more in Daf Chav Gimel. When the top Kugelach Chacham passed away, all Kugelach games in the city were canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the various halachas when a Chacham, an Abbasin, and a Nasi pass away. So when the top Kugelach Chacham passed away, all Kugelach games in the city were canceled. And although his son, the Kugelach champ, would not return to his seat at the table until the third week of Avelis, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas regarding the Hanagas of an Avel, the first, second, third, and fourth week of Avelis, in terms of leaving his house, sitting in his makam and davening, and speaking with others. So when the top Kugelach Chacham passed away, all Kugelach games in the city were canceled. And although his son, the Kugelach champ, would not return to a seat at the table until the third week of Avelis, his friends were glad to at least see him play on Shabbos because ain't Avelis but Shabbos, which reminds us that there's a malchus between B'nai Yehuda and B'nai Galil, whether Yesh Avelis but Shabbos, whether private expressions of Avelis, such as marital relations and washing in warm water, are noheg on Shabbos. So once again, when the top Kugelach Chacham passed away, all Kugelach games in the city were canceled. And although his son, the Kugelach champ, would not return to his seat at the table until the third week of Avelis, his friends were glad to at least see him play on Shabbos because ain't Avelis for Shabbos. All right, now it's time for four blabach Chazara. Daf Yotes. So the Simmer Daf Yotes is a yacht. So here goes. The sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip. Yacht? That must be more in Daf Yotes. The sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair, which reminds us that there's a machlokes whether one can write tefillin and mezuzahs on Chol HaMoed. Rav Yehuda says, Marim u'mocher shelo v'chos v'kos v'atzmo. He may do a ploy and sell his own tefillin and mezuzahs to others and then write new ones for himself. Rashi says that he can then sell his new tefillin and repeat the process throughout the chag. So the sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair. Had to break the news to the buyer who buried his relative 8 days before the regal and hadn't cut his hair, that he couldn't cut it until the end of Shloshim, which reminds us, regarding the case of burial 8 days before the regal, Rav and Rav Huna both said, Gezeres batu, yamim lo batu. The restrictions of Shloshim are canceled, but the days are not canceled. But Rav Shesha said, Afil yamim nami batu. Even the days are canceled. The Gemara asks what the meaning is that the days are not canceled and answers that if the person didn't shave before the regal, then he's forbidden to shave after the regal until the Shloshim period from burial is over. So the sofer who sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair, had to break the news to the buyer who buried his relative 8 days before the regal and hadn't cut his hair, that he couldn't cut it until the end of Shloshim, based on the Gezeres Shava to a Nazir, which reminds us. The Gemara asks what the source is for not shaving during Shloshim, and answers that it's derived from the Gezeres Shava, a pair, growth, from the case of a Nazir. Just as a Nazir must grow his hair for 30 days, so too an Avo must grow his hair for 30 days.
Daf Chaf, so the Simon Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. When the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe, that must be more Daf Chaf. When the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago and that he must be noheg one day of Avelis, which reminds us that the Gemara brings the Pasuk, V'hafachti chagechem la'eva, and I will turn your chagim into mourning as the source that the main period of Avelis is 7 days, since it compares Avelis to a chag, which is 7 days. And the same Pasuk is brought to teach that Avelis for a Shmuel Rechoka, a distant report, meaning a report that a relative died over 30 days ago, is 1 day, comparing Avelis to Chag HaShavuos, which is only 1 day. So, when the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago, and that he must be noheg 1 day of Avelis, he stood up and did Kriya, which reminds us there's a Malchokas whether one does Kriya for a Shmuel Rechoka, a distant report which hinges on whether the Chiyuv of Kriya is tied to the Chiyuv of 7 days of Shiva. So when the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago and that he must be noheg 1 day of Avelis, he stood up and did Kriya. And the secondary relative who was sitting with him also started to mourn, which reminds us there's a malchokas over which relatives one mourns for. We learn from the list of relatives that a kohen must become tamei for, the 7 main relatives. Then the Chachamim added maternal relatives, and Rabbi Kiva holds that he also mourns al shniyim shalhem, their secondary relatives, which are the immediate relatives of his immediate relatives, such as his father's father or son's son. Daf Chaf Aleph. So the Siman Daf Chaf Aleph is a car pronounced Ka by people from Boston. So here goes. The Chevra Kedisha Ka, that must be on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Chevra Kedisha Ka, blaring through the neighborhood, that the first day of mourning is the most bitter, which reminds us that there's a machlokes regarding when it's forbidden for an aval to wear a tefillin. Rabbi Lezer says he may not wear it for the first 2 days because the first 2 days are the most bitter, whereas Rabbi Shua holds that it's forbidden for the first day because the first day is considered the most bitter. So the Chevra Kedisha Ka, blaring through the neighborhood, that the first day of mourning is the most bitter, pulled up to a great hesped for a rabbi's sons when the rabbi is giving a parting greeting, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that even though an aval is forbidden to greet the first 3 days of Shiva, Rabbi Akiva was allowed to speak and send a parting greeting to all those assembled at the hesped for his sons, because showing kavod to the public is different. So the Chevra Kedisha Ka, blaring through the neighborhood, that the first day of mourning is the most bitter, pulled up to a great hesped for a rabbi's sons when the rabbi was giving a parting greeting and overheard a doctor offering condolences to his friend for the loss of his parent 12 months after the passing, which reminds us, the Gemara brings conflicting brises regarding until when one offers condolences to an avil. And Rabbi Meir holds that one who offers condolences to his friend after 12 months have passed is likened to a person whose foot broke and then healed, and a doctor met him and said to him, come to me, and I'll break it again and then heal it so you can see how good my treatment is. Daf Chav Beis. So the symbol Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, that must be on Daf Chav Beis. The cab driver picking up the mourner was not going to the burial of his father and started Shiva already, which reminds us, the rabbi told the people of Machosa that those of you who do not follow the coffin to its place of burial, when you turn your faces away from the gates of the entrance of the city to go home, begin to count Shiva. So the cab driver picking up the mourner who was not going to the burial of his father and started Shiva already, heard him call his barber and tell him he'll see him when his friends make comments about his hair, which reminds us, it was stated in a brisa when mourning for all relatives aside from one's father or mother. One may cut his hair after 30 days, but when mourning for his father or mother, he may not cut his hair until his friends reprimand him for growing his hair so long. It's also prohibited for one mourning his parents to enter a Beis HaSimcha for 12 months. So the cab driver picking up the mourner who was not going to the burial of his father and started Shiva already, heard him call his barber and tell him he'll see him when his friends make comments about his hair. And notice he did a kriya that exposed his heart, which reminds us that one who is mourning over his parents does kriya until his heart is exposed, and he does kriya on all of his shirts. All right, now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which daf do we have machlokes regarding which relatives one mourns for? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you learn that even though an avil is forbidden to greet others the first 3 days of Shiva, Rabbi Akiva did as sons of Leviah for the kavod of the Sibur? That's on daf Chafav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have machlokes b'nei Yehuda and b'nei Galil, whether yesh avelus b'shabbos? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that one should not cast nail clippings into a public area as a pregnant woman might miscarry? That's on daf Yod Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn about the hanhagas of an avil, the first few weeks of avelus, in terms of leaving the house, sitting in the same place in shul, and speaking with others? That's on daf Chaf Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which of them that one mourning for his parents does not cut his hair until his friends reprimand him about its length? That's on daf Chav Beis. Good. Number 7. Which of them learn which restrictions are canceled if someone buried his relative 8 days before the chag? That's on daf Yud Tes. Good. Number 8. Which of them learn that one mourning for his parents does kriya until he exposes his heart and tears through all of his garments? That's on daf Chav Beis. Good. Number 9. Which of the one of the various hanhagas when a chacham, an abbasin, or a nasi pass away? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we discuss the meaning of the word shamta? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do we discuss how to respond to prevent a dispute from escalating? That's on daf Chaf and Rosh Hashanah. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you learn that a foreigner can listen to the Megillah in Hebrew even if he doesn't understand the language? That's on daf Yud Ches and Megillah. Good. And number 3. Which daf do we discuss the stories of Chanina Mendoza's poverty, including the golden table leg coming down from Shemayim? That's on daf Chaf and Tainus. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.